You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, it's always fun to see you.
Yeah, good to see you always, Dan.
You know, you bring a lot of knowledge to the place.
I don't know about that, but it is nice coming here and sitting down and talking with you.
Oh, yeah, just, you know, you've been doing this for, what, 10, 11 years now? 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
Still waiting to get my bathroom ceiling fixed, but maybe not quite that long.
I hear you.
Just kidding.
That's only been 11.
So how are things in your world now?
Things are okay.
Okay.
They're just okay. It's always a challenge. I think you run into that, and everybody has that, so that's nothing different from everyone else.
You know, we talk to a lot of people that come in and, you know, on our shopping show, and advertisers and small business owners, and it seems to be the theme is that it's harder today to do business than what it was, say, decades ago. It just seems like every year, and especially since COVID, these small business people are saying it's just tougher and tougher and tougher.
Yes.
You know.
And I think the common denominator is that government overall, not picking on any one entity,
right?
Not picking on MnDOT, who the other day had 10 people walking up down with a level, and I don't know what they're doing, but it was very interesting to watch them and put that level down every now and then yak.
You know, we had people calling us, asking us what's going on, and I said it's part of the Highway 61 reconstruction, I believe.
I think they're learning how to use a level.
Is that how they're
training?
They might need that to so that the road doesn't dip.
Yep, yep. And make have it so it's prepared for the buffalo when they come in the semis.
You get the bell, Greg. You get the bell.
Got to make sure they don't have too rocky ride and tip in those machines and, you know.
There you go. There you go.
It's got to be good.
But anyway, but real estate picking up?
Real estate is still good. You know, there is activity. The rates are really good. You know, when you consider that we were in the sevens pushing to the eight mark, and now today you're literally in the fives, you know, pushing to the six, maybe just a titch over six. It's good. It really, really is. And I think that people have been waiting to hear that. And I think we're finally there. Mm-hmm. And now the Fed, not that this is a direct correlation to where mortgage rates are going to be, but now the Fed's announced another rate cut. And
it has to trickle down eventually, doesn't it?
It brings down the market. Yes, it does, if you have that. Because if the cost of banks borrowing money is less, well, everything else kind of comes down. And then in the end, I believe the rates should come down too. So looking at that as the direction we're heading, I think it's really a good time to lock in. Some good values out there too. I mean, the existing market and our new market, I think the values are there. I'm always concerned where the prices are, and I look at other markets to compare to ours. But I think we're good. We've got our new sell folks, which, you know, activity has been less there because of the interest rates. And it's a combination of the affordability when you talk about rates and the costs. Nobody can kid anybody about what the costs have done. And that's not to blame any one person or thing involved, because it is the government. And it starts with the cost of permits. It starts with the cost of improving lots. And it just steams roll from there. And then pretty soon you're looking at whatever, big numbers. But nowadays, you know, the incomes have also, as we were talking, you know, they've gone up quite a bit too. So it is a very hard thing to judge. It is just way complex. And I think right now is really a good time to buy. End of the story there.
Well, and that's our topic of the week.
Yep.
I think it's I think it's the time to buy.
Yes,
it is. And it really is, with interest rates coming down and stuff. And the thing is that you can always buy now, get what you want, and if the interest rate does come down, let's just say there's, you know, something happens that the interest rates have themselves, which I don't think is going to happen, but if it would, you can always refinance.
Yeah, I just don't know how much further down they're going to go.
Right.
I mean, the 3% was all the COVID stuff and all the economy and all that stuff. So I don't think you're going to see 3 or 4. But I certainly would be one to say I hope we do.
Right.
But I don't think, and like you said, then you can refinance.
Because isn't, you know, right around the 5, 6, 7%, that's kind of been the average decade after decade.
So that 5% rate is, you know, what we went through when we were.
We're talking double digit.
A lot better than that, baby. And so when you're settling in on 5%, and I understand the prices are a lot more than when we were there.
So are the incomes.
Equals out, but the incomes are too.
You said that too.
So with that being said, I guess I'm just back to saying I think it's really a good time because a lot of people are sitting on the fence right now waiting for the affordability to happen. Well, as you know and I know, once those rates go down, the prices will be back up. Because right now I think it's depressed. If you read about like Horton and some of the other big builders just announced their earnings and they did not hit their mark because of all the freebies they had to do and interest rate buy downs. And so meaning those prices are soft, and so I think that's why it's a good time when you can buy when the rates are falling and when the prices are still affordable. I mean, you know, our market in our new development, you know, you start at, like, I want to say 340, and maybe a two-story with everything finished, you think we're up to, I even forget where we are these days, but about 380 or something for our Heritage plan.
That's a
affordable.
Sweet price.
When you get everything.
That's That's a sweet spot. And you know, I tell people when I talk to people about new homes, and I tell them about you know what you offer. Very often, you go and you buy from most builders, and when it's done, you have to put the lawn in yourself. You have to put the you know the grass in and do a lot of that finishing stuff. But with you folks.
It's the key.
It's just here's the key, and that's all you have to do is unlock the door.
The art is in. The appliances are there. We do delete the deck because decks get to be an expensive item, and a lot of people do it on their own, and you can't beat that price. So it's one of the things that most people kind of want to do on their own schedule instead of having it done right away. But we go both ways on that. So. But, yeah, we got a nice compliment the other day on how flexible we are with people wanting to do this and, you know, adding that and not doing that and changing the plan. So it works for a lot of buyers that way.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate. Our realtor is Greg Jablonski. And, Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121, and ask for Wayne or Greg.
Wayne or Greg. How's Wayne doing?
He's doing excellent.
Did you tell him that he needs to come in here one of these
weeks? He's busy watching the baseball game, so he won't be there for a little bit.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Oh, the other night, 18, he didn't even, I don't think he stayed up for the whole run.
I was going to say, we're beyond that all-night stuff, aren't we?
It is a thing of the past, yes, you are correct.
Like we were saying before we came on the air, we're just more precise at what we do. Mm-hmm. It isn't slowing down. We just like to be more precise, right? Can we get by with that? Well, I think it's time to buy. And you said a little bit earlier, you're right, when the interest rates come down, if they do, if we see what we saw, you know, a couple years ago, that tends then to get multiple buyers involved, and then the prices tend to go up, don't they?
Yes, and we aren't seeing too much on the multiple buyers, though we saw one the other day, and it was kind of surprising from the list price how far it did go over. So it's still out there, but it's not real. It's rare, I'm going to say, as of now, compared to what it was.
Yes.
And it seemed like every other house was a multiple deal.
But I think your point was a good one. If the interest rates happen to come down and they come down a couple more points, then you're going to pay for it on the other end because you're going to have multiple offers and the price of the homes are going to go up.
And that's it's like right now the prices have been held down because the rates were high.
Yep.
So if you're buying as the rates fall and you get locked in, I just think that's going to be a win-win. It will be. There's no doubt in my mind that now is really one of the best times to buy because you see the market rates falling and you see the actual sum of the pricing. I mean, I've never seen more price decreases on the MLS as I've seen recently.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. So that's a good sign. And there are some awfully good values even in the existing market. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's why I'm seeing all the green lights.
Okay. Now, the new home market, how is that going?
That's good. That's slow, though, too. Okay. And that's because people are waiting to see what happens with rates.
Okay.
Because that's the one thing with the new homes, everybody can say, well, they'll always be there. But you know, the thing that's going to happen is the lots won't always be there. And when right. those lots are gone, the new ones will just be that more expensive.
More expensive, right.
And that's what I'm going to experience in Sunset Hills. Bringing new lots on and new inventory is just more, that's today's cost. That's not mm-hmm. what they were 25 years ago. And, right. you know, and then now you look at the real estate taxes, we're going to cut back on the number of lots we do. I was thinking the other day, well, maybe I'll put a few more in, and then I see some taxes on some comparable properties, and I think, well, I'm not doing as, and I don't know if I called a vacant lot at $1,500, there might be some slight amount of construction in there, but can you imagine for a lot where nobody's living in it, you pay $1,500 a year for a lot?
Wow.
Just, and they're like 54 by 100, so I mean, I don't know, Dan.
Well, and, you know, that brings up a good point, because I don't know if people understand or not that you as a builder, you have to pay those, you're paying all those taxes, you can't get out of it, even before it's sold. And you have, you know, all the stuff you have to go through to get that lot and get mm-hmm. that house so you can pound that first nail and stuff.
Yep.
There's a lot of costs that you're shouldering until somebody signs on the dotted line.
And like we just put in 35 lots. Well, what if that is
wow.
for $1,500? Yeah, think about that. If it is at wow. $1,500, which they're not, so I'm not pretending they are, but if they're still $700 or $800.
Still, and multiply that out,
you know,
by 35.
And then you have to have that for holding costs, you know, and mm-hmm. that doesn't help your costs at all. So
right.
I think the taxes are really out of whack. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a comparison the other day, and I do think that anybody that wants to run for a position of any type of government that just says, we're going to lower your taxes, yep. and we're going to lower your real estate taxes down and come up with a program, I think you'll be elected in a heartbeat.
Yep. Well, you know, I told my kids, and now I'm telling the grandkids the same thing, this that getting elected really isn't rocket scientist work. The thing that people always vote for when they go in, you can do all the fluff and everything you want, but in my opinion, it's pocketbook issues.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring the price of food down. We're going to bring the price of housing down. We're going to bring the price of gas and taxes down. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right.
But then once those people get elected, then everything goes to hell.
I know it.
What
doesn't
are you talking
happen,
about?
Though. I know it.
But so I mean, now we are going political, but I do have
but it's
two favorite jokes.
Issues. It is yeah. pocketbook issues.
Yep.
Because that's what people are concerned about.
My joke of the week.
Uh-oh.
You know which it is. And it's Kennedy, the senator yeah. from yes. Louisiana, right? Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay.
I believe so.
And he tells a joke about Chuck Schumer. And he said, the man never makes a mistake twice. He makes it 5 or 6 times.
Ba-doom.
I think that's a good one.
There you go. There you go. Well, I think it's time. The time to buy now is our subject today. And we have about 5 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked us out front if big builders that build in like Cottage Grove and Rosemont and Apple Valley, they build these humongous developments and stuff, do they get tax breaks or tax cuts from the city to come in there and build? I mean, is that an attraction to them?
I don't believe so.
Whereas smaller builders may not get that? And nope. I didn't know that answer.
No, I don't believe they get anything. So
okay.
I think they're just big enough and they're corporate. And so it's shareholders, it's stock. It's kind of like a whole different
okay. Well, they can
financial
buy
and deal.
Better, higher.
Well, they've got their own mortgage companies. They got their own,
okay.
you know, entities, and they market their own stuff totally. And they just figure it out. And I think the goal in their life is volume.
Right.
And so it is what it is. And, you know, when you start holding that, that's why, you know, the old days, you don't hear about Orrin Thompson. I mean, he'd file bankruptcy about every other year, it seemed like.
Remember
in the old
when
days.
They were huge? They built
yep.
Cottage Grove.
Yep.
Up 61, all those homes were Orrin Thompson Grove,
mm-hmm.
wasn't it? Or
mm-hmm.
whatever and stuff. Is he even still around?
I have no idea. Don't
but
know
you're
a thing
right.
about it. He was bought out by whoever. And
okay. They were huge.
They were huge and they filed all the time.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I
yep.
did not
yep.
know that.
Yep. And I know that my good friend Neil, he always followed what they did, the Model 50, the Model 38, and the Model 42, and
they were
that's what we built.
Cookie-cutter homes, weren't they?
They were, but they were still good,
yeah.
good values and good
yeah.
designs, and I think they were on the edge at the time. And
okay.
I like to think we're on the edge too with, you know, like now our South Oaks development, we're going to be in that 300, not 340 to 400, let's say, and we've got two nice designs.
What
we've got
they?
A two story.
Okay.
And then we have the old fashioned splits, and you got to have splits because with that home, you have like 1150 square feet main floor, two car attached garage, and a nice lot, good backyard, and you just really can't beat them. You just can't.
And you can use that whole bottom to finish somewhere in the future.
You can. You have the expansion.
That's a 2,200 square foot home. That's a big home.
Yes, yes. And we did build one. It was all finished. And, you know, it's like
top
it's
and bottom.
Yep. And it's all there. So the Meadowview has been popular. And the Heritage, of course, is our two-story slab on grade. And that's very popular.
And how many bedrooms?
That one is like three.
Okay.
With two baths. Two and a half baths, actually.
Okay. So three upstairs? Or?
Yep, three up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it gives you a lot of space in there.
That is. Yeah, you bet. And a two-car garage, and that's all you need.
Yep.
And what is that price
That's what we talked about. I think we're out of three-car garage lots now. I don't think we even have one left.
Okay,
our three cars are sold.
Okay.
And so that's kind of some of the difference when we talk about, you know, for buying early. Well, some of the choice things are gone, but we still have some awfully nice lots left with good spaces, open yards, and, you know, close. So it's really a good deal. And now we're going on, you know, we're going to be opening up Sunset Hills, which is on the west side, up by Elizabeth Ann Seton Church. Mm-hmm. And I have finalized the plans. And I know everybody's surprised at that, but I have. And the other day I got a call from a neighbor, and the words were, sounds like you're getting more serious, because the hose were in the backyard. We were doing some test pits for drainage tests and to make sure that all the soils will drain. We got to build a pond up there. We have to build a pond. We don't gotta. And we have to build a pond. And so we're starting that. What I like about those, we have gone into a new, my good friend Neil always told me, don't reinvent the wheel. But in this case, I think we're going to a new product, which will be a really upgraded villa style. And it will not be your traditional townhouse format, if you would, with the two-car garage sticking in the front, and, you know, it will be more of a traditional front to a house.
Okay.
And we will check all the boxes on the lots. You'll have lots that either back up to ponds,
okay,
back up to woods, and they will be very nice. So I'm not going to pick on anybody else, but I have to. And if you're sitting on your deck or your patio, you will be looking at a view lot. In other words, you'll have woods or you'll have an open pond. And there's some space in between these homes. So, but in some of the current projects that other people do, they're right on top of each other.
Yeah.
And it's just not good.
Right.
It's just not good. Our density is not as high, and the openness of the development is going to be nice.
Okay. Well, one final time, how can folks get a hold of you, Greg?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
Greg, thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Fun. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Greg Jablonski. If you'd like to get a hold of either him or Wayne, call the Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for either Greg or Wayne. This is KDWA Hastings.